Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A school in Washington State reverses its discrimination against the Christian Club Child Evangelism Fellowship. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Roger Ganim, senior litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. Roger, this is a case out in the state of Washington, in Leavenworth, Washington. It's called Cascades School District. And this particular school district had been engaging in discrimination against the Child Evangelism Fellowship organization that has the Good News Clubs. And those clubs are on several thousand campuses and schools across the country. And they're programs that are after-school programs that are for children ages roughly 5 through 12. And they were discriminating against them in a way that they weren't discriminating against other groups that were of a secular nature. Liberty Counsel got involved, and fortunately, this discrimination has now been reversed.
Yes, Matt, and this is great news that Liberty Counsel was able to really educate this school district and its superintendent about what the law actually says. So often, either it's because of hostility towards religion or probably more often simply ignorance of the law that we see schools think that they must treat Christian or religious clubs and groups differently, even to the point of excluding their access to the schools. In this case, the truth prevailed, and we're thankful. And I think the citizens of the state of Washington, especially the school district, ought to be thankful that this mistake by the superintendent didn't result in costly litigation to vindicate this important First Amendment issue.
Yeah, this particular Cascades School District, they prohibited the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs under its district policy from distributing the material. So there's all different kinds of ways that school districts have discriminated against, particularly Child Evangelism Fellowship or after-school Christian organizations or groups. One is they just simply don't allow you to have access where the secular groups can have access. The other is you can have access, but you're going to have to pay a fee that is higher than the free or lower fee that is given to the secular organizations. Or even if you have access and the usage is exactly the same in terms of either free or paid, you can't tell anybody that you're there. So the other organizations can meet and you can meet. They can get information out to tell people about their presence, but you can't. And that's what was happening here. They were allowed to meet, but they were not allowed to tell people about their meetings. So it makes no sense that you meet there, but you're meeting basically in a very empty room because no one knows you're there. They had a policy that says proselytizing or disparaging religious beliefs. And they said that the flyers announcing secular events or activities could be distributed, while flyers that were deemed, quote, religious, were not permitted. So they made a determination as to which ones were religious and which ones were not. And if it's religious, you can't distribute the flyers that announce information about your meeting. But if it's secular, you can distribute the flyers, and therefore people can know about the fact that you're there. Obviously, what that means is no one's going to show up if they don't know when or where or if you're there at all. So that's how Liberty Counsel got involved. This was one form of the discrimination. And fortunately, after we did get involved and educate the superintendent and the district's legal counsel, they changed course and are now going to give them equal opportunity to the secular groups.
Yes, and unfortunately, even after being educated, it seems the school superintendent wanted to go kicking and screaming because they didn't simply open the forum for Good News Clubs. They wanted to impose a disclaimer that's really unheard of in school communications. It was to the effect that the school district would be held harmless from any lawsuit arising out of the distribution of the announcement of the meeting, including costs, attorney's fees, and judgments or awards. In other words, no parent wants to receive an announcement of a meeting that has this kind of language in it. I mean, who in their right mind would let their child attend something that may involve costing the parents costs, attorney's fees, judgments, and awards? It was really a ridiculous disclaimer, and thankfully, they saw the light and the error of this disclaimer and removed that requirement so that the Good News Club could distribute its flyers on the same terms as every other organization.
Yeah, you had, first of all, you can't distribute flyers because you're religious, while we'll allow the secular organizations to distribute flyers, and therefore people can know about their events and time of meeting, but not yours. Then when we pushed back, they said, okay, we will allow you to distribute, but we want this disclaimer that says the district does not sponsor or endorse this event information, and the district assumes no responsibility for it. Well, we're not asking them to assume responsibility for it anyway. It's a private message, but they don't want to give that same disclaimer to the secular organizations. They want to distance themselves from the religious organizations. So we pushed back, and fortunately, that has also been resolved as well. If you know of a situation in your community regarding Child Evangelism Fellowship, Good News Clubs, or any other after-school religious club or organization, or perhaps even a church that's being discriminated, not just in a school district, but in use of a public facility. It could be a public library common meeting room. It could be a public park, a band shell within a public park, or the use of a public park, or some other facility. Give Liberty Counsel a call at 800-671-1776. You know, Roger, the simple thing is that equal access is fairly a simple concept. It means equal treatment, and it means equal treatment in every discernible way, whether it's use of the facilities, how much you pay, or whether the facilities are free, the time of the meeting. So you can't simply say, all right, you can meet, but the Christian club can only meet at 6 o'clock in the evening, whereas the secular club can meet right after school starts. Those kinds of discriminating decisions and distinctions are all unconstitutional because they disadvantage a Christian club solely because of its Christian message.
Yes, and it's hard to pinpoint the precise origin of this kind of unequal treatment to Christian clubs, but there's at least two things that come to mind. One is just this ever-increasing secularist mindset that seems to be present in all of our great institutions, schools, universities, government, and even now. And secondly, organizations like the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who really want to eradicate Christianity and religion in general from the public square. And they have accomplished what they set out to do, which is to either scare or even convince administrators in schools to impose these kinds of restrictions and conditions. I'm thankful that we have the opportunity at Liberty Counsel to go in and re-educate these administrators, tell them what the law really says, and in cases like this, achieve a good outcome for a good group like Good News Club.
Yeah, and when the policy was originally challenged, when we found out about it and we got involved, the superintendent said that he did not, quote, believe the public schools in our country should be used to distribute materials or promote any religion, close quote. So whether he is doing that out of so-called fear from these organizations like the ACLU or Freedom From Religion Foundation or whatever, or whether he's doing that out of animosity, he really doesn't want the Christian message or just simple ignorance, the result is still the same. So whether it's animosity or whether it's ignorance, the result is still the same, and that is the Christian message is blocked. So what we want to do is find out. Is it just simple misinformation? And we'll give a letter to clarify. And if it's going to be more than that, then we'll litigate on behalf of Good News Clubs or whatever it might be. So give Liberty Counsel a call. If you find out anything that's taking place or learn of anything, whether you're directly involved or you may read it on the internet or in your local communication vehicles there, give Liberty Counsel a call at 800-671-1776. The earlier we can be involved, the quicker we can resolve this issue. Go to our website, lc.org or libertycounsel.com for more information. Again, the websites are lc.org or libertycounsel.com. If you have never been involved in a Good News Club hosted by Child Evangelism Fellowship, I encourage you to get involved with them. You can contact Liberty Council at 800-671-1776, and we can put you in touch with the national office and also your local groups and state organizations and chapters in your communities. Get involved, because this is a great program. It is probably one of the best programs for youth anywhere in the world, focusing on ages 5 through 12, a very critical age. And under the Supreme Court and other court precedents, they have a right to be able to meet on campus. You can have a high-powered Sunday school on the public school immediately after school. I encourage your church to adopt a Good News Club, to pray for a Good News Club, to financially support a Good News Club, and to support it with volunteer as well. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.